Hello, and welcome to Big Belly Breathing is the City Counselor by yours truly, Vanessa Hutchinson-Zeckley. This column is in the spirit of a Dear Abby, with a focus on solutions in the form of micro SF neighborhood deep dives and curated holistic health-centered itineraries. Episode 4, Muse Moments in NOPA. Dear City Counselor, new mom here. Need your inspiration and help. Haven't stepped out of my leggings, nursing bra, and ratty college sweatshirt in months. My partner's turning the big 3-7, and my in-laws offered to watch the tiny babe for an afternoon night out. Hitch is that I'm still nursing, so we can't go far from home. What should we do? We're both into trying new things and are usually fairly active and adventurous, though the mini roommate seemed to have zapped those personalities and replaced them with unrecognizable zombies. We are embracing this night out as our catapult back into the land of the living. Signed, Mom Expecting Inspiration in NOPA. Dear May, how fortunate for you to be in such a festive neighborhood. Since you're insisting on a steps away from home experience, we're keeping this itinerary tight. One block radius couldn't be tighter. Having been in your shoes before, I know how essential a session of connection and fun with your partner can be post-birth to boost your vibes and remind you that you are someone outside of your new mom title. It's probably been a minute since you got your sweat on. Not talking about night sweats here, TMI. And there's nothing to pull you out of your head, your body, your fixed mindsets, anxiety, or baby brain than a music-filled sweat bath. Keep those leggings on, swap out your nursing bra for a sports one, and sign you and your partner up for a free week of classes at Core Power Yoga. You heard correctly. You're starting your date night out at the gym. There are so many classes to choose from, and so many massively kind and creative teachers at this studio. What they have in common is their love for pumping the tunes high and curating sweat-inducing flows in 90-degree temps. Hit up a CP1 class for lower intensity or a sculpt one for the highest workout involving weights. Choose your own adventure, but know that you are in the best toned and thoughtful hands. This isn't your typical franchise corporate studio. Take note that they have showers, so no need to burst back home yet. Get all cleaned up, slam more water, and ping pong across the street to the Rare Device Store. This art-filled, neon and pastel-inspired boutique offers an amazing array of gifts. Check out their glorious books by artists like Lisa Congdon or George McCallman. She's a bright, bold beam of color and love, and he's a gem of a person, creating rad graphic visual social justice works of art. Also, he happens to be a local artist, and last month he was featured in an event at the De Young. Check them both out as they're blowing up the socials. Find something for yourself, your partner, your wee babe, and your in-laws. Treats for everyone! Hit the pause button, race home, and take care of your nursing needs. Then ensure that the grandparents have spare bottles in case you stay past curfew. Next up is zigzagging back across the street for a glass of natural wine at Fool's Errand. This spot used to be Mojo Cafe. No longer a bike cafe, but now a wine bar with tin foods. Find your treasure on the menu and then pick up an extra bottle to go. You know your mother-in-law loves her Chardonnay. Blow her mind with the one from Flores, not your typical chard, but 10,000 times better. This Santa Cruz winemaker, James Jelks, is hitting all the right notes. Dare I say orange leanings? And was even featured in that New York Times article about natural wine. Love his passion for creating an organic beverage without anything added during the growing or cellar process. Thank you, JJ! If your partner's more into the bubbles, cider, reds, or beer, there is plenty from which to choose. Love the dark, cozy wood vibes, high tables, and endless choices of bevs. Buzz on, but not yet ready to eat, roll next door to SF Skate Club. Outstanding community hub for kids who skate or want to learn to skate. Maybe you'll end up bringing your mini-me here in a few years? The idea behind the founding couple's vision was to create a positive space for kids to connect over their skate love, be active, and support each other. Highly inclusive environment with a skate core. Check out their story, as they're emblematic as the best parts of SF, and they sell cool merch. Fully inspired? Cross the street north and hit up 4505 Burgers and Barbecue. This outdoor string of lights barbecue joint not only satisfies your snack and meat needs, but makes you feel like you hit the jackpot. Queso fundido, guac, burnt tips, and fried chicken? Oh my goddess. All that goodness washes down so well with the new Four Point Dry Rosé Cider. Now don't get too full, or you're definitely home before curfew. And if that's your thing because you feel Netflix calling, then continue to stuff your face silly and run home to relieve the GPs. Grandparents. However, if you're down for some additional muse moments, then head diagonal to the Independent. This venue is one of SF's best, as it's intimate and has a great bar and totally varied lineup, from reggae to funk to indie to folk to comedy nights. Speaking of shows to catch, Addie Oasis plays at the Independent on March 29th. Who's meeting me? In her own words, she's a French-Caribbean singer, bassist, and producer who fuses soul, funk, and R&B to form her own distinctive retro-futurist sound. Pure glory and sexiness. The type of music that perhaps got you into this new mom business to start with? Wink, wink. Post-show, it's 100% time to head home. The parents are waiting, the small fry probably needs to snack, and mama needs her rest. You may not have hit your step goal, but hopefully your enthusiasm seems busted wide open and will carry you through the next few sleepless moments. Hang on, mama. You've embarked on an enormous adventure. Continue to feed your inner wolf. We love you, and it takes a village. Also, check out Wolf by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs for more inspo and the parental recommendations below. Much love, BBB. So then we've got some huge recs for ABC Lactation, Picky Monday, Nicole Seguin Photography, Motherwell Nutrition, My Karité Body Cream, and the French Baby Guide. Check out the article for descriptions on all of that. As a reminder, this article is only part satire, i.e. all the characters and quotes are fictional, but the recs are pure gold. All right, thank you so much. And if you have any places to recommend for the city councilor, throw me a DM. Ta-ta!